Today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, is our last moment, our last day before Christmas. It's our final chance to be preparing ourselves for Christmas. And so the church today, always this last Sunday before Christmas, to help us prepare for Christmas, gives us the image of Our Lady. That she was the one who first welcomed the Lord Jesus into this earth, and if we look to her, she can help us to be ready to welcome him at Christmas. So I want to map that out, making three simple points. And first, to drawing on our first reading, that God wants to dwell among us. That in our Old Testament reading there, we had the promise that God would build a house, a promise he made to David, that he wanted a place to dwell on earth. And he fulfilled that immediately in David's son, Solomon, in the building of the great temple of the Old Testament, the temple where he took his dwelling here on earth. But in the longer term, that promise was fulfilled in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that the Lord wanted to dwell in this world so completely that he would take flesh, human flesh, as he did in the womb of Our Lady. And he wants to dwell still. He wants to dwell as he dwells now in our tabernacle, as he comes to us in the sacraments, but he wants to dwell in our hearts. My second point, the dwelling of God, is to point out how he dwelt fully in Our Lady. That what prevents his dwelling in our hearts, what prevents his coming into our lives, is our sin. That my selfishness, my self-pity, my being focused on me rather than focused on others, all these things stop the Lord coming into me, stop the Lord dwelling in me. Now, Our Lady had none of this. Our Lady, you know, the angel hailed her full of grace, as we say in the Hail Mary prayer every time. She was full of grace from her first existence. She was free from sin from her very conception. And by cooperating with God, cooperating with his graces, she was free from sin every moment of her life. She is the one, we can look to her and see it's possible for God to fully dwell in someone, as he dwelt in her spiritually even before he came into her womb. So my last point is about the example of Our Lady. That if we look to her example, she can show us how to have the Lord dwell in us. And her example shows us many things. It shows us the obedience she gave to the angel, that if we do what God wants rather than what I want, then he's going to find space to dwell in me. But let me note in particular the example of her trust in the promises of the Lord. That when the angel came to her with this word that God wanted to dwell in her, she knew that that is what God had promised many times of old. The promise, we heard one of those in our first reading, of this promise of the temple being built, his dwelling place that way. She knew that promise. She knew that God wanted to dwell among us. She trusted that promise. And so when the angel came, she was ready to hear what was being said, because she'd been attentive to the Bible of old. When the angel said that she was to conceive in her womb, that the Holy Spirit would make her pregnant, something that has never happened before and never happened since, she was able to believe it because she was already in a habit of believing, of trusting what God said. Now, for us, too, there are many promises God has made us. And we need to be attentive to those promises. We need to be thinking of those promises. We need to be trusting in those promises. And let me focus, just mention two of those for this Christmas season. One, the promise, "My grace is sufficient for thee." That's the promise he made through the Apostle St. Paul. St. Paul, who was having great suffering, and the Lord told him in a message that continues for all Christians, "My grace is sufficient for you. Whatever you are doing in life, whatever difficulty you have, his grace is going to be enough for us." So if tomorrow there's something that's going to be difficult, the work of Christmas, the busyness of Christmas, maybe the loneliness of Christmas, he does promise his grace will be enough for us. A second promise, thinking also back to Our Lady, God promises that it is with the meek, the lowly, the humble that he will come to dwell. That was his promise of old. Time and again in the Old Testament in different forms, that was fulfilled. In completion, it was fulfilled in Our Lady. She who was totally humble, totally lowly, was lifted up by the Lord and given this great honor to be the mother of our Savior. And if for ourselves at Christmas, if we are lowly, if we are humble, if we put other people before ourselves, then the Lord also will come and dwell in our hearts this Christmas. That Our Lady shows us this in her example. But you know, Our Lady isn't just an example. She's also a powerful woman. She's this powerful mother in heaven interceding for us. So on this last day before Christmas, she who does stuff, let's ask her that by her powerful prayers, she will win us the grace that we need to make Christmas a special time. So in summary, I've said three things. I said first that God wants to dwell in us. He wants to have a house on earth. That he did fully dwell in Our Lady. And if we, like her, trust in the promises of old, then he will come and dwell in us.